Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. We're with my good friend, Miss Kathy McLarty, where she has been helping us dig deeper into our quiet times. And, you know, last week, Miss Kathy, you talked to us about not just the need to read the Bible every day or reading a certain amount, but to understand that it's a real Jesus that really wants a relationship with us. And so the goal is to meet with Jesus, to spend time with Jesus. But even still, there are certain things going on in the Bible that help us make sense, that situate us, just the overall storyline. And coming from a background that did not emphasize or even promote a personal time in the Word or to read the Bible, how did that understanding of what was going on in the Bible, how'd that develop for you?
Day by day.
Yeah.
Just had to read it. And the more I read it, the more I wanted to read it. And that led me to Bible studies. So okay. This was back in the 80s. You know, I'd been reading, but then up in the 80s and then on into the 90s, I started to participate in various Bible studies mm-hmm. where I would learn more and more about the structure and the storyline.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all came together. There was one Bible study that I did that focused on Isaiah and Kings and Chronicles. Well, now that was the first time in my life that I realized all these different books in the Bibles, they're happening at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just this wake-up call. And, you know, it developed into such a love relationship. And then right after that, I learned about the chronological Bible. So
okay.
Now that became my quiet time resource, was reading through the chronological Bible, and of course that's divided into daily readings.
Yeah.
It's a great tool.
Okay, so let's just stop there and talk for just a minute, because when we talk about a Bible reading plan or reading the Bible for your quiet time, mm-hmm. there's a lot of different types of Bibles, not in terms of where they have different stories or different things like that, but in just how it's set up.
Right.
And one of the great ones, a great tool, is the chronological Bible. So you use that as your Bible reading during your quiet time.
I vary my plan from time to time,
yeah.
but this year, for instance, I'm going through the chronological Bible again.
Yeah.
And I love it that it's set up in such a way that it's assembled, not like our canon that we're typically
right.
using in church. It's set up chronologically.
As it happened.
As it happened
right.
in history.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That's great. That's great. So there's your tip out there today, day by day crowd, is if you struggle understanding the pieces and how they fit together in the storyline of the Bible, the chronological Bible is a great resource and tool that they even, like you're saying, they have some that are set up that you read this portion this day. And so it's already kind of laid out for you. That's great. That's great. Until next week on Day by Day Hacks.